with Syria, and for more than a year the violence in that country has been clear for everyone to see. But there's been a reluctance on the part of the international community to label the conflict there a civil war. Today, though, the UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon said that the recent mass killings in Houla may have brought that scenario closer.
We may have reached a tipping point in Syria that the massacre of civilians of the sort seen last weekend could plunge Syria into a catastrophic civil war, a civil war from which the country would never recover.
Well, the BBC's Paul Wood has been travelling undercover inside Syria for the last 3 weeks, and he gave me his impressions of the latest developments on the ground.
I have two general impressions. The first is that the rebel fighters, the Free Army, are just barely hanging on. They are under tremendous pressure, and everywhere you go, and we went around Homs, around a town called Qusair, and to a town called Rastan, which is near Houla, the town where the massacre took place. Everywhere you go, there are a lot of regime forces out. There is a lot of movement. People spend a lot of time hiding in safe houses. These are very, very difficult days for the armed opposition. The other impression is that we are closer now than we have ever been to an all-out sectarian civil war. Homs and surrounding countryside is not the whole country, it is true, and the situation there is very different from, say, the suburbs of Damascus. But over 8 months now of travelling to this area, I always ask people, will there be a sectarian civil war here? And the answer was always no. We've never had these kind of animosities here. It is not the tradition in Syria. This time I remember one particular conversation with one activist who always said there will never be a civil war here, and this time he said not only would there be a civil war, but that the civil war had already started.
So when we look at the massacre in Houla, the international community has been focusing on whether this might be a tipping point for some kind of outside reaction. Internally, could that be seen as a moment when things tip over into a full-scale civil war?
Well, the important thing to understand about Houla is that it is exceptional in scale, but not in nature. We, over many months, have been hearing about the army first shelling a place and then paramilitaries, militias called Shabiha, going in and committing atrocities. When we first heard about people's throats being slit, slaughtered like sheep, as people always told us, we were very reluctant to believe it. It sounded like a propaganda story or a wild tale, but the evidence is incontrovertible. There have been many, many killings like this. What is interesting so far is that it is not a simple story of village against village and neighbour against neighbour. There have been acts of revenge on both sides, but they have been directed at individual families. The interesting line, which has not yet been crossed, is whether it will just turn into Shiites and Alawites against Sunnis. At the moment, it is almost like some kind of Sicilian-based mafia and revenge. Revenge killings, but we're just a hair's breadth from that now. It really is very close, I think.
And in terms of what we know or what we can ascertain from your conversations, is that what has happened at Houla? Is it a revenge killing?
Well, we don't know anything for certain, I should stress that, but people who were killed are largely from one extended family who I believe may be related to a very senior Free Army commander in that area. There was apparently a couple of attacks on checkpoints before the massacre, and they decided to take revenge against the wider extended family of one of the senior Free Army commanders in the area. Democracy activists always accused the regime of deliberately inflaming sectarian tensions in order to shore up its own support base, make its people afraid and therefore more likely to support the regime. And one of the things the regime is accused of doing is deliberately recruiting these Shabiha, these ghost militias, from the villages around the area they will be operating, and that sets up immediately a sectarian dynamic, and it will be interesting and I think gripping in a rather awful way to see what happens now in the villages around Houla.
Does the Free Army hold out any hope that it's going to get support from the international community?
I think they are hoping and calculating that eventually they'll get weapons, for instance, that they will get a safe area policed by a no-fly zone which will give them a rear operating base. But most people and most conversations you have with ordinary fighters, they feel pretty hopeless about it. They feel angry. They feel that some kind of trick is being worked on them, that America doesn't want democracy, that it wants the country to collapse, that it's allied with Israel and Israel's happier with Bashar than with some alternative government. And so you just get people being very bitter, very angry and saying, you know, we feel betrayed here. So many people have lost so many close relatives. There is a massive desire for revenge. And there's this kind of charge